case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Can we talk about this friend of ours? It's a friend of the show that we have. He works for a landscape company, right? Which obviously not very busy this time of year, or starting to ramp up if it wasn't all quarantined up.
Yeah.
People will be talking about lawn estimates and things like that. So obviously they've scaled back operations at a landscaping company during this time because not many people are care about
getting
their
lawn done. And many companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's the only one that works in the office of this place. He's the only one that's there every day for 5 hours a day. That's all that the office is open now, to take appointments, to talk to customers, to schedule things for the summer if they can. And he is furious, you guys, furious.
Why?
That he is the only one that has to be in the office and that everyone else in the office is allowed to be at home and work from home. Because...
So wait. He's still got a job today.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And he's mad he has to go in by himself and do whatever he wants all day.
Yes.
Because no one's there.
And then go home.
He said he gets like 4 phone calls a day of people asking, canceling like all their snow contracts and then booking landscaping contracts for the summer.
So he's entitled is what you're saying. He's an entitled punk who's going, I'm so mad I have to go to work. Well, all these people are figuring out when they're going to get their next paycheck if they have a job. This guy has the most cush job on the planet and he's throwing a fit. Am I getting this straight?
It sounds pretty cush to me, sitting in an office answering phone calls
taking
for 5 hours.
Taking 4 calls in 5 hours? I'm sorry for yelling, but what the hell?
No.
What a punk. You got to text into 71037 or call because this is going to piss me off. We're at the point now, I'm just grateful I have a job today.
Yeah,
me too.
Okay?
Me too.
And anyone who has a different perspective because they're mad that they think this is a vacation to go sit at home, it's not.
And think about it. Like, under your normal circumstances, dude, you're going to be working an 8-hour day where you're bogged down by calls all day long because this, like you were just saying, Riggs, this is when your business would ramp up. So take the break. Appreciate that you still have a job and stop being an idiot.
I have a theory.
Oh?
I have a theory about our friend of the show. I'll tell you about it next, but I want to know your opinion as well. 71037, you can text or call 799-1037. Because I just thought about this, why this guy might want to quit. Another reason. I'll tell you about it next. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
So we have a friend of the show that works for a landscaping company, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not an essential business, so they've kind of shut down their operations, but they have one guy, our friend, in the office. He works there for 5 hours a day during the week. They're still paying him to come in, his full-time salary, but he is resentful of the fact that he's the only one that has to be there, and he's thinking about quitting. So,
come on.
We want to know what you think. You can text us 71037 or call 414-799-1037. See, you guys, I think he's already unhappy with his job, the way things were going, and this is already happening before this whole COVID-19 thing. So
Gibbons,
I think he was already pissed off at his coworkers because he's obviously resenting him for some reason.
Yes,
so this
but
is
Gibbons
just
is there.
Yeah.
So let's ask Gibbons. You're the only one going in alone.
Uh-huh.
You get to go in and you can leave as soon as it's done, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So, like, how do you feel about this guy who's got to go in like you?
I feel like this guy should be thankful for what he has, but I kind of can see where he's coming from. Because, like, the job that we have here on the radio, this is a job that I've wanted since I was 5 years old. And the fact that I get to go in here in these crazy times and be the one that presses the buttons and make sure that we stay on the air, I personally love. And I feel like this guy, like, I don't think his dream was to be working at a landscaping company, so he's pissed off. I don't think he has a real right to be, but I can kind of see why he would be, because it's not his dream job, I'm sure.
But Gibbons, you know how much of America's doing a job they don't want to do? 90%, okay?
Yeah.
You're right.
Welcome to adulting.
True.
Okay, get some perspective. I hate people like this who are like, I have to go to work, everyone's at home. You're lucky you have a job, loser.
You know how we got a text to 71037. Hello, I'm a hairdresser. I have no work. Be grateful. STFU. 100% agree with that.
Hell yeah.
We got phone calls. People are calling in right now. Who are we talking to, Gibbons?
Let's talk to Vanessa.
Vanessa, I think.
Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think this guy has a right to be upset with his job for being the only one to have to go in? Should he quit?
No. Personally, I'm upset. I'm a healthcare worker. I work in a chiropractor's office. So I am exempt from social distancing.
You have no choice.
Meaning you still have to take care of customers or
patients.
Wait,
you guys are still open?
We are essential because we divert patients from going to the ER.
Oh, because I knew a chiropractor that had to close. That's why I'm just interested in some of this. Sorry. Okay, side note. So anyway.
Does your office work directly with the hospital or another healthcare provider?
No, we are independent, but we are considered essential.
And right. So what would you tell this? So what do you think of this guy? Yeah, go ahead.
It makes me angry because he has the ability to be by himself and still get paid.
Yeah.
He still has a job.
Yeah.
He's as quarantined as it comes, bro. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they're not even busy. So it's like he...
You wish you could quarantine,
absolutely. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate listening.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, and this guy doesn't. And it's funny, though, what she's saying. She's saying, I wish, you know, I could have a job and be alone in quarantine, and I can't. And I get what she's saying. She's saying this guy should be loving life, that he can at least still go and get a paycheck, do nothing all day, and be alone and not go around anyone.
He's still relatively safe.
Exactly.
God, these punks. Get some perspective.
Who else we got on the phone?
Let's talk to Jolene, who has my favorite name in the morning. I love that name.
Jolene.
You do?
I love the name Jolene.
Yeah. I love the name Jolene.
So does Dolly Parton. What's up?
Yeah, I think it's crazy that this guy, he's got a job and he's in the office by himself. I mean, he's helping the company out. He's got a job that he's getting paid for. And there's so many people out there that have to stay home and they're not making anything. And they still have bills and things to take care of. They've got their children to think about. And this guy has got it made. I'm lucky for myself that I have a job that I can keep working at right now.
Uh-huh.
But I have 100%. Family that don't.
I mean, I know. And, well, Jolene, you're 100% right. I think a lot of people agree with Jolene. Thank you so much for calling.
Mm-hmm.
He should just be grateful to have a damn job and to have a paycheck during these difficult times.
Shut
a lot
the
of people,
hell up.
Yeah. Do you know how many people would be lining up to have his job? Listen here, if you want to quit your job, I guarantee people that are listening right now would love to apply for it. Be grateful for what you got, bro. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.